So two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Afghanistan, the longest war. Soon Iraq will, overtake Vietnam as being longer than that conflict. Yet we've experienced these wars very, very separately as a culture. Millions of Americans have rotated through those battlefields. And while those who aren't in the military have seen many pictures of Iraq and Afghanistan, what of the inner lives of that part of America that is experiencing this war directly?
For whom, for families where an entire generation is affected.
Yeah, I mean, it affects the children who see their parents or don't as they grow up. For relationships which are strained by the deployments, the absences, the presences.
The absences out of a community and of a school
indeed.
Board.
Well, here to talk about it is Siobhan Fallon, who's the author of a short story collection, You Know When the Men Are Gone, and her husband, Major Casey Evans. Both of you decided to join us this morning to really give us a glimpse into the inner lives and also to explore your motivations for telling some of these amazing stories in this book that's getting rave reviews, I should point out. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And your recent sort of deployment history is what, Major?
In 2004, I deployed to Afghanistan, 06 to Iraq, and 08 to Iraq for a second time.
And now, joyfully, we are here to report you are both headed to...
Tunisia.
Jordan.
I'm sorry. Tunisia.
To Jordan.
Yeah, to Jordan.
I mean, you've got an assignment that will actually keep you together. You're still active military, but it's an assignment that actually brings you together as opposed to splitting you apart.
Yes.
Correct.
Well, we're thrilled about that. How important is this story, Siobhan, to be told of the stresses and strains on military families when, in your collection, you know when the men are gone?
Well, I think just like you said, John, we have an image of the soldier or the reunion when they return, and there's so many other stories happening on the home front that I thought are just as fascinating as what's happening abroad. So I wanted to focus on that in the collection.
What are the themes?
There's a lot of dealing with the tensions of reintegration and the separation and then the readjustment when the soldiers return. And I also touch on a lot of the fears that the spouses and the soldiers have about infidelity or, divorce and the effects on the children of the long deployments.
You have a daughter?
I do, a three-year-old.
Right? Three-year-old.
Yes.
Who's just beginning to understand the issues in your story collection, probably, right?
Oh, gosh, I hope not. But soon, yes.
Soon, yeah. The three-year-old's eyes are wide open.
That's right.
Did she send you her pieces, or did you see it for the first time when most of them are finished?
I think that I got about half the collection while I was deployed, and I would write comments on them and send them back.
But were they alarming? Did they concern you more? Or, I mean, I'm sure you were proud of her writing. It's beautiful, but, I mean, some of the things she writes about are hard.
They are, and it's always a little unsettling, I think, even when you see very small details of your life appear in print, regardless of how fictionalized they might be. But I'm really proud of Siobhan, and I really like the fact that she's exploring this side of military life.
Well, the operational security issues are always a big deal in terms of being candid for an active duty soldier. But it's not operational security you're opening up here. It's a whole different can of worms here. What kind of comments did your husband give you on the stories?
A lot of checking the dialogue, and that was something that I was worried about, like getting the way that soldiers speak to each other. And so he was really on top of all of the details that I was missing out, of garrison life and that sort of thing.
You know, I really got a sense that I had no idea what families are going through when I saw that end scene in Hurt Locker where he comes home and he's in that grocery store. And I get choked up even thinking about it. He can barely deal with the choices, the availability of everything, given all he's gone through. Can you relate to that moment?
It's amazing you say that, because as Siobhan and I were watching that, I said I had the exact same reaction going into a grocery store. Because for a year or 18 months, however long you're deployed for, almost every decision is sort of made for you. Go into the chow hall and there's one meat to choose from. And you go and there's one place you get gas from. And then all of a sudden you come to the United States and there's an infinite number of decisions when you wake up in the morning. And it can be a little overwhelming.
But being in the military is about a loss of freedom and a loss of future. You don't know what tomorrow holds, and you don't know what you're going to be able to do today. And you feel that as a wife.
Yeah, they tell us where we're going to go next, and we go. So, yes, so there's a lot of decisions made for us. But they also work very hard to have support systems. And each base is a little mini world in itself. So you have all of the things that you would need right there. And they try and walk that line of balancing where the uncertainty is and then giving you a lot of things you can also depend on.
Suicide rates for soldiers have been so high, which tells a story of the toll on families. Can you relate to some of the motives that bring people to the brink in some of your stories? The sense of loss, the sense of I'm out of control here. I can't handle what I'm going through here. I mean, in many ways, these are the themes that you write about.
Yeah, I think a little bit about what my husband mentioned, just that return and suddenly everything is thrown at you. And there's so much expectations put on the soldiers and the families that as soon as they get back, everything has to be perfect and wonderful, and you have to make up for that year away. And there's so many stressors going on at the same time that I could see could bring people to a breaking point.
How do you deal with it? Having to make it all right in like the first hour when he gets home?
The biggest thing for me is having a support network. I've been very lucky. I have a loving mother and father, a wonderful wife, my daughter, and great friends. And being able to have those people who you can pick up a phone and call and talk to, and having other friends in the military who have shared experiences that you can talk with has been the most important thing for me.
And I imagine writing the stories themselves is a help for you.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I spent his last employment, or focusing a lot on writing and learning a lot about my fellow spouses while I was writing the stories and thinking of the different lives that they were leading.
Any idea why one relationship stays together and one falls apart?
Well, there's a great quote from one of his commanders about a deployment will make a strong marriage stronger and
hasten the demise of a not strong marriage.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's I think it's nature taking its course, just accelerated through a deployment.
Mm-hmm.
But not nature, really. I mean, war is a
not natural.
I mean, well, I guess it is nature for military families who mm-hmm. have a set of expectations that's completely different from the rest of us.
Yeah, it's almost become a new kind of normal. I think we mm-hmm. are used to having our soldier for a year, and then he'll deploy for a year, and then he's back the soldier's back.
Well, we wish you the best in Jordan.
Thank you.
Stories and views from the other United States, that United States of America that's actually experiencing these wars in Iran mm-hmm. or in Iraq and Afghanistan. The book is You Know When the Men Are Gone, written by Siobhan Fallon, and she's here with her husband, Major Casey Evans. Thanks so much for being
Thank
with
you,
us.
John. Thank you, Celeste.
If you are a military family maybe dealing with a separation or a return of a loved one, actually, give us your story as well at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Maybe that's the state of your union, where we still have calls out for you to tell us what the state of your union is as we get up to the president's State of the Union address, your personal state of your union, or maybe disunion.
What's the commander-in-chief going to tell us all, including Siobhan?
The state of the union is strong.
That's right.
I predict that. Use our new iPhone app or post it at thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headley.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.